B-Season, a first novel by Myla Goldberg, has generated a lot of buzz in literary circles. Book critic Maureen Carrigan says it's well-deserved.
I couldn't sleep a few nights ago, so I picked up Myla Goldberg's first novel, B-Season, and read it almost in one wired sitting in the dead of night. That was probably the ideal situation for reading this bleak, curious story. Madness of all shapes, secular and divine, domesticated and dangerous, is Goldberg's subject, and she handles it with the jaded assurance of a young writer who probably grew up watching Twin Peaks reruns and then went on to college to double major in aberration and disillusionment. Which is not to say that I don't think Goldberg is an extraordinary first-time novelist. I do. I'm just a little afraid of her and her vivid, merciless imagination. The bees in Bee Season are the spelling, not the stinging kind. The novel opens with a description of fifth grader Eliza Nauman, who's about to take part in her class's spelling bee. Even if the rest of this novel weren't so compelling, it would be worth reading for Goldberg's wry, malicious rendering of the misguided, feel-good pedagogical styles that have set the tone in recent decades in middle-class American elementary schools. Eliza, Goldberg informs us, has been designated as a student from whom great things should not be expected. She's been shunted away from the gifted and talented programs that proliferate in her school. Instead, her classroom is decorated with posters of kittens and puppies trying to climb ladders above captions that read, "Hang in there." After Eliza stuns everybody by winning her school-wide spelling bee, she goes on to the district contest, where a beaming adult welcomes the young contestants by assuring them that this is not a competition, it's a celebration. No wonder Generation Y is so cynical. Eliza eventually goes on to compete, or celebrate, in the National Bee in Washington. At every stage of the process, Goldberg excruciatingly describes the thick, sadistic atmosphere of suspense that hangs over these contests. Here's a snippet of a passage describing the torment of Eliza's fellow contestants. "The hardest to watch are those who know they have made a mistake. Sometimes they stop mid-word, the air knocked out of them. Even then, they are expected to continue until the word is finished. They flinch their way to the word's end, mere shadows of the child they were before the mistake was made. Finally, the misspelled word is complete, its mistaken A or extra T dangling like a flap of dead skin." Eliza loses the National Bee, but her newly discovered spelling prowess sets off a series of changes in her family, none of them good. Her father, Saul, a cantor and a lifelong student of Jewish mysticism, decides that Eliza possesses the ability to commune with the divine through her almost magical skill with words. He begins tutoring her in esoteric texts, shoving aside his former star pupil, Eliza's teenaged brother, Aaron. Rebuffed, Aaron finds solace in a local Hare Krishna temple. And Eliza's mother, Miriam, who has also had more time on her hands now that Saul is cloistered in his study with Eliza, lets herself succumb more and more to the bizarre compulsions that have secretly given her life meaning for years. Miriam is the only weak element in this novel. Her craziness is so far advanced, it needs more explaining to be plausible. But otherwise, Goldberg, like her character Eliza, proves herself to be a whiz at parsing out things. In Goldberg's case, not words, but intangible emotional states. One stumble and Bee Season could have turned into a farce, or even worse, a suburban melodrama. But sure-footed Goldberg doesn't stumble. In the ambiguous climax of the novel, Eliza either surrenders to the family strain of madness or makes an act of self-sacrifice on a par with that of Dickens' Sidney Carton in A Tale of Two Cities. If you lean toward the latter reading, then it is a far, far better thing that she does than she had ever done. And like Carton, Eliza loses her head but regains her soul.
Maureen Carrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Bee Season by Myla Goldberg.